You know, just because ICE agents dress up in all this camo gear with all their chest rigs and their kits doesn't mean that they're special forces. They dress up like special forces. They dress up like Army Rangers or Navy SEALs or what have you. They have none of the training. I've seen photos of ICE agents with their kits, and it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. There's no standardization, for one thing, of where's your med kit. So I don't know how ICE agents are supposed to help each other if one of them does get severely injured or stabbed or shot, and you need to find a med kit. How do you know where's the med kit on this other ICE agent? You don't know, because it's not in any kind of standard place, which is a horrible idea. The other thing I've noticed on their chest rigs is that these guys can't really reach their spare mags very easily. I mean, the number one thing that we all learn, those of us who have undergone extensive training in firearms and, you know, tactical situations, you got to be able to reach your reloads. You know, I mean, I've even seen pictures of these ICE agents with their mags backwards, which is a common newbie mistake in like pistol class. They'll show up. You can always tell who the noobs are. They'll show up with a belt. It's got like six mags on it, and they're all backwards. It's so hilarious. I'm like, dude, have you ever actually reloaded from your belt? Because try that. Yeah, the ergonomics don't work. Your magazine's backwards, and bullets don't shoot backwards. So I've seen that in the ICE photos. They don't know what they're doing. Their chest rigs are a mess, but they dress up. They're cosplaying like special forces. And basically, ICE guys are guys who maybe they wanted to be Navy SEALs, or they wanted to be special forces or whatever, and or, you know, former cops who really don't have any military experience in many cases, most cases, but they got offered the signing bonus, or I guess it's a one-year bonus. It's a big amount. I think it's maybe up to $50,000 for some of them. And they want the bonus. They're like, really? I get to dress up like a Navy SEAL and go around and shoot people? Sign me up. You know, so that's what they did. These guys have almost no training. Almost no training. Trust me, the way ICE recruited these guys was in such a hurry under Trump's orders that they skipped the normal routine training that the older veteran ICE officers have. I know this. I've talked with some of these guys. These new guys were just shoved into the front lines with no training. Just here's a bunch of gear. You know, dress up, wear a face mask, go out there and start shoving people and shooting people. And that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah, they went through 4 hours of, you know, use of force class or something in the ICE school. And that's about it. So they have no training. They don't know what they're doing. They're completely out of control. They are violating U.S. law every day. They're assaulting citizens, and they're killing Americans. And any conservative that supports this is out of their minds. Out of their minds. This is not a constitutionally protected operation. It's wildly unconstitutional to go out there and start shoving Americans around just because they're filming you. So ICE agents don't like to be filmed. Yeah, well, too bad, you sons of bitches. We're going to film you, you know? Too bad. They don't like to be filmed? That's your problem. It doesn't mean you get to shove people around, which is exactly what they're doing. So now we have MAGA-tards that are out there saying, oh, well, there's no First Amendment right anymore in America. You don't have the right to film law enforcement. How dare you? And there's no Second Amendment right. You don't have the right to bring a gun, you know, even concealed carry in its holster, to even just possess a gun. You don't have any right at all on the streets if ICE is there. This is what we're being told by MAGA-tards. And I use the word tard now because I use that word to describe anybody who's just being stupid. I've used the term libtards in the past to describe left-wing idiots who think things like, oh, men can become women, or we need tampons in men's restrooms. You know, those are stupid ideas. MAGA-tards are conservatives who are just as stupid. And they're making the same arguments as libtards now. Like, you must obey government or die. Like, if you don't obey government, We have the right to shoot and kill you. You know, these are left-wing arguments. You don't have the right to have two spare magazines. They scream, oh, he had two fully loaded magazines. And that's a left-wing argument. I mean, so what? We all have two fully loaded magazines. Are you kidding me? You won't catch me without two fully loaded magazines or more, depending on the day. Most days it's three. So don't be a dumb shit magatard telling me I can't have two magazines. Give me a break, man. So like MAGA got totally retarded overnight and just abandoned all its principles. And then they signed up to be ICE agents so they could run around and shoot people with complete legal immunity. So that's where we are. Now, conservatives are just bad. They're just mad at leftists and they want to dress up like Navy SEALs and just start executing people. One of them applauded it after the shooting of Alex Preti in Minneapolis. One of the ICE guys was like, yeah, and he's clapping. It's on video because that's what they're there to do. They are there to shoot and kill leftists. Understand that's where we are. And that's blatantly unconstitutional. So anybody arguing that, oh, they have a constitutional right to do this, that's nonsense. That's idiocy. That's MAGA-tard award time right there. No, it's all unconstitutional. They don't have the right to attack Americans at all. In fact, almost the entire federal government is unconstitutional. The gun laws are unconstitutional. The ATF is unconstitutional. The DEA, the FDA, the USDA, you know, it's all unconstitutional. None of it's described in the Constitution. These are agencies that sort of popped up out of the authoritarianism of bloated government and then created their own laws and rules to lord over the people and commit acts of tyranny. And I've said before, the FDA is a terrorist organization. Well, so is ICE now. See, I told you, I've said this all along. You could check another checkbox. Oh, Mike Adams was right again. You know, that you're going to fill up the sheet with those checkboxes because every agency is a terrorist organization. That's what you got to understand. Just the FDA doesn't normally run around and shoot people in the streets. They kill you through things like depopulation jabs. But ICE will just run around and kill you in the streets. And so will ATF, by the way. They'll come to your house and shoot you. You know, every federal agency is a terrorist organization. Just get that through your head. When you understand that, everything makes sense. I mean, at least their actions are explainable. And people who support that, I'm sorry, they're either libtards screaming, you must obey government during COVID, or they're MAGA-tards screaming, you must obey government during the ICE combat raids, you know? It's the same mentality. It's idiocy. Total morons. But that's what we got to deal with. You and I, who have rationality and critical thinking and, you know, fundamental understanding of human rights and civil rights, we got to deal with a society run by freaking retarded NPCs and zombies. There's zombies on the left, zombies on the right, zombies in the middle. It's a zombie festival. And now the zombies are wearing red hats. So, you know, there you go. Basically, living in America today is like a zombie minefield navigation running man exercise. And you got to dodge zombies while you're trying to buy groceries, you know? And while you're trying to protect the value of your collapsing dollar, which is absolutely collapsing in real time. So this is where we are. So, you know, look, follow me if you want to survive this stuff. I'll show you how to survive like I've always been doing. I'll show you how to keep your assets intact, your health intact, your safety, your food supply, all of it. You can follow me at brighttown.com. You can follow me at naturalnews.com. You can follow me. I've joined Upscrolled now. So I'm at Upscrolled, username Health Ranger. I'm shifting away from X, which is shadow banned and censorship controlled. You can follow me on brighttown.social and brighttown.io as well. So check it out. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. I pray for your safety and I pray for America. Take care.
Pink Himalayan Salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on Earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.